Yes, let me just stress where the investment of resources needs need to come. For us, humanitarian crises have to make us more human. What I mean by this is that nobody should try to benefit in any way from the problems, nor politically, nor especially financially. Now, there is this usefulness that even the most difficult situations can come, and that is how we can become more human. And that is why we have to strengthen solidarity in the recipient communities. Everything which is invested in a temporary fashion must achieve a standing form of cooperation, a daily support behavior, in order not to replace international cooperation or the responsibility from the government side or even social cooperation. If we do not achieve a situation where society becomes involved in the humanitarian action as an opportunity to be better, we're not going to be able to maintain the type of reaction that will make it possible to go beyond the time frame of the missions. Any investment that is made, from our point of view, has to have a cultural and a communication component, which takes us to a situation where our own people can share the little that we have, and that make it possible for us to understand, in spite of numerous difficulties, that there are people who are experiencing conditions that are even more difficult, and that our humanitarian obligation means that we should seek nothing for ourselves, rather attention for those who face these hardships and misfortunes. Although it is true that we have to improve the hospital infrastructure, shelter infrastructure, as well as medicine, vaccinations, and that there are not enough lavatory facilities, hydration points, and that educational recipient educational institutions need more attention, and that it's urgent to have a system for information and following up on internationally of migrants. For me, the most important thing is that in Ipiales,